The Moose Jaw Miller Express have been a solid defensive team for much of the Western Canadian Baseball League season, but it doesn't take much for things to get out of hand in a league this competitive. Case in point, Tuesday night against the Medicine Hat Mavericks. A pair of defensive miscues to open the seventh inning led to the Mavericks putting up 6 runs and going on to a 10-5 victory at Ross Wells Park. The loss puts a hit on Moose Jaw's quest to finish first overall in the league and receive home field advantage throughout the playoffs, as they fell to 35-17 and sit 2 games back of the West Division leading Okotoks Dogs and Sylvan Lake Gulls with 4 games remaining in the regular season. It was a great start for Moose Jaw regardless of the outcome. A 2-run single by Austin Gurney made it a 2-0 game in the first inning, and a 2-run double by Thomas Soto keyed a 3-run second inning and gave the Express a 5-0 lead through 2. The Mavericks got 3 runs back in the third, though, and their things remained until the 6-run seventh gave Medicine Hat the lead for good. Gurney was the only member of the Express with more than one hit, as he went 2-for-4 with his 2 RBI. Matt Vasquez got the start for Moose Jaw and went 4 innings, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits and striking out 5. Zach Sigmund got through the 5th and 6th unscathed but took the damage in the 7th, allowing 5 unearned runs. Haldon Craig got a single out, walked a pair and allowed a run before Tristan Seitz finished the frame off and tossed a scoreless 8th. Caleb Waller allowed a single unearned run in the 9th. Moose Jaw did all their damage off starter Adam Golby, but reliever Nicholas Spittle proved to be all but untouchable, as he'd go the remaining 7 2/3 and hold the Express to a single hit while striking out 7. The Miller Express and Medicine Hat do it all over again on Wednesday night, with game time at 7:05 p.m. at Ross Wells Park. The Express then travel to Sylvan Lake for what could be a crucial, first-place deciding series, with those contests taking place Friday and Saturday. Extra innings. The first round of the playoffs is tentatively slated to start Monday at Ross Wells Park, with Moose Jaw facing either the Mavericks or Regina Red Sox depending on how things finish between those teams.